Chapter 3. Foods and drinks symbolize different things in different cultures. They are associated with ethnic groups. Pasta with Italians, rice with Chinese, wine with French, and beer with Germans. Another significance of food and drink can be observed in what people serve on what occasion. Turkey is served on Christmas, ham on Easter. Gift-giving is a universal practice, but the particular gifts and their symbolic meanings vary from group to group. As a result, there are limitations on what constitutes appropriate food and drink gifts. In America, many sorts of wines and liquors are considered good gifts for alcohol drinkers, provided that the item is at least up to the quality the individual normally drinks. Candy, especially chocolates, is another popular gift for recipients not on diets. Homemade products, bread, cookies, jam, are usually considered acceptable, as are homegrown fruits and vegetables. Such items signify giving something very personal, something that comes from individual labor. Because so many families consist of two working parents, such gifts constitute luxury of time, at least as precious as money. Other acceptable food and drink gifts are specifically chosen for a recipient, such as special herbs, spices, or dried mushrooms for a gourmet cook. However, these items should be rather hard to obtain if they are to count as a suitable gift. Bringing a jar of plain mustard, store-bought carrots, or ordinary white flour would seem funny or simply inappropriate. Moreover, to bring basic necessities as a gift is potentially insulting, since it can signal that the recipient is too poor to afford such essentials. Japan is known as a gift-giving country, and foods and drinks are among the most popular presents. Just as in the United States, people consider alcohol, candy, fruit, and homemade products to be acceptable gifts. Westerners are used to giving gifts for birthdays, at Christmas or other holidays, and to celebrate special occasions like the birth of a baby. Japanese give gifts at these times and many more. They routinely bring presents when they visit someone and give gifts as a way of saying thank you for special favors. Japanese customarily exchange presents with each other, especially during the winter and summer gift-giving seasons, known as chugen and seibo. These institutions of gift-giving have no equivalent in American society, and it is common for Japanese people to present each other with everyday goods like beer and cooking oil. While Americans might be insulted by receiving such basic necessities as gifts, Japanese take a more practical view. The representative value of foods varies among cultures.